To the Lord once again, another week, and here he has quickened us to no other place but right into his presence. Amen. We thank the Lord for the week that's already gone, and this week we believe that we are going to get a double portion of the blessing that we received the week that has gone. How many believe that? Amen. We thank the Lord that this morning he has given us genesis from our various homes, and here we are in his presence, and we give all the glory to him. Amen. Because he deserves it. Amen. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our dear Lord and God, we thank you this morning. Oh, it's cold out there, but Lord, nothing can stop us, Lord. Oh, when you call, Lord. Father, we have responded this morning. Amen. And here we are in your presence, Lord Jesus. Father, we know as you called us, oh, there are so much, oh God, things good in store for us. Amen. So, Lord, we have also come believing by faith that, Lord, we will be blessed, Lord. Amen. So, Father, we want to surrender all to you now with all humility and reverence, Lord. We want you to take your place, Lord, right now amongst us, that your Holy Spirit will sweep over us, O God. And even as we commit our Sunday schools, Lord, into your hands here and upstairs, Father, we pray that, O Lord, the teacher, the Holy Spirit, oh, who is always to remind us and to bring us to all truths, Lord, will be here this morning. Oh, to lead us through the word of God. We thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. As we are still standing, let's turn to John 14:10. The scripture we read last week. Oh, we thank the Lord. I'm coming on that. Let's just read the word first. Say, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. But the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Amen. Shall we be seated? Lord, we thank you for the reading of the word. Yes, last week we had a question that one of the brothers here asked, and we just did some part of it, and thank God last Thursday, If you never listen to it, please go and listen to it. Because last Thursday morning manna, the pastor really brought more light on the subject, the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he referred to Question and Answers 1964, the question 238. When you look at the question and answers, you see the number one, number two, number three. That's where you get that question. When somebody asked the prophet, is it possible for one to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost and not have the signs following it? And in short, if you listen to what the pastor brought for the morning manna, my brother, it was just a full meaning or the question, the answer to the question of being baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the pastor read Hebrews 4:12. When he started, Hebrews 4:12, he said, "Where is written, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow." Amen. And what we heard from that morning manna, he said, when the word, you see, when the real word comes, it divides, you see, it divides between the soul and the spirit. Amen. Amen. And that, he said, this is one of the powerful manifestations in this message that we have. Praise the Lord. Amen. And that's where the Pentecost, not the Pentecost and the day of Pentecost. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But our brethren, the Pentecost, so that's where they failed and they allowed Satan to take advantage to bring this kind of confusion, you see. So what the pastor said we really need, you see, is the word which will rightly divide, amen, between the spirit and the soul. Amen. So, in short, it came to what Jesus said. Praise the Lord. In all, it came back to what Jesus said. That he read from Matthew 5, Matthew 5, 15 and 16. Give it to us. Matthew 5. All right, let me just read from my Christian here. Matthew 5. Are you there? Right. That's Matthew 7. Oh, Matthew 7:15. He said, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." Amen. Amen. You see. And 16 is that, "Ye shall know them by their fruits." That's the main thing. You shall know them by their fruits. And so the baptism, the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it's what you look at, the fruit that the person is bearing. Amen. Praise the Lord. So this also, this message, he cautioned us to, he admonish us, if possible, just get that message book, the Anointed Ones in This End Time. Amen. It speaks a lot about to know the between the manifestations and the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So it was a full text, and I wish if it could be at least in a preach one day, Pastor. Yes, because I know many people out there they also listen, and that would be a very great help because it was a complete answer to the question. So this morning, the only thing that I will just bring is just one or two examples based on what the pastor preached. Amen. Which was, in fact, my notes, he took everything, even those that weren't in, they were all said. Amen. So let's look at just one example this morning. Praise the Lord. The prophet said, there is a difference between the manifestation of the Spirit and the evidence of the Spirit, and the results they bring are not all the same. So, he asked a question. He said, but what are tongues and interpretation and other gifts? And the prophet said, they are manifestations. That is what the word teaches. Amen. They are what? Manifestations. So now, the prophet said, now I wish to say that is right, because I don't like to hurt people or walk on their doctrine. You see, bringing light upon the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you see, said, I don't want to hurt people or walk on their doctrine, but I wouldn't be a true servant of God if I didn't tell you the whole counsel of God. Amen. So we look at one example the prophet gave. He said, let us now look a little on Balaam. Praise the Lord. Amen. Based on what the pastor preached. See, reading from Matthew 7:15. Say, beware of false prophets. Amen. Which come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. See, so let's look at Balaam this morning. The prophet said he was religious. Amen. We are looking at the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He was religious and he worshiped God. Praise the Lord. Balaam was religious and worshiped God. Till even whomever he blesses is blessed. And whoever he curses is cursed, according to the Bible. Praise the Lord. See, he said, watch. Balaam built 7 altars. Now, he wasn't a communist. He was a believer. See, 7 altars. 7, that's God's perfect number. See, the number of worship. Praise the Lord. He said, just the same as it was done in the Israel's camp. The same thing. And 7 altars with burnt offering upon it, it meant something. It speaks about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he did the same thing also as it was being done in the camp of Israel, the children of God. You see, that here was this prophet under inspiration. 7 altars, offered sacrifice required by God. You see, foretelling the first coming of Christ. Then the prophet said, but he was not a true seed. The prophet, see, said he wasn't a true seed. Praise the Lord. That actually brings us to a field where you have the wheat and the tares.
Amen.
You see, talking about true seed. So we take the wheat as the true seed. And they all receive what? The same sunshine and the same rain. See the whole thing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
They all receive the same. That's the manifestation. They receive the blessings and everything of what? From the Lord. And they all rejoice. Amen. But you see, we come back to the seed again. But watch the fruit that will come out. You see it? The tares and the wheat, they receive the same blessings and everything. The baptism, they receive everything. But look at the fruits they are going to bear now. Praise the Lord. So the prophet said, but worst of all, you see, he took the wages of righteousness. And worst of all, he led the people of God into sins, to sin of fornication and adultery. See, such a prophet.
Amen.
That was able to do what? He can bless you and you'll be blessed. He curses you, you'll be cursed. And built altars, just like the way how the children of God also built altars and offered sacrifice. The same thing. But now look at the other side. Said he took wages of unrighteousness. Amen. See. And then, worst of all, he led the people of God into sin. See, the sin of fornication and adultery. And the prophet said, yes, who would dare deny that the Spirit of God was not manifesting through him? See, you can't deny that the Spirit of God was manifesting through him. All right. See. But never had the Holy Ghost. That's what the prophet said. See? So here, Balaam is a very good example as a proof of the works of what? The manifestations. Amen. See? Said, now the prophet in this message, why? That was preached in 1962. He said, how could you be a Christian and deny the word of God? That's exactly what Balaam did. The word of God came to him. You see, but he denied it. So now, look at what the pastor was. If you go back and listen to it again, you see, it is the word that comes and divides. You see, when the word feed the word to the person, and then you see it. Balaam received the word of God. Don't go. That's all. Just accept it. God has spoken and will never change his word. See, but he went the second time to still ask God whether he could go.
Yeah.
See, that's a person who has not yet what fully want to receive the word of God. So, brother, let's take notice of that.
Yeah.
That the word of God, you see, one of the evidence is when the word of God comes to you,
amen,
you receive it.
Amen.
No matter how it is, the true man that was baptized, have the Spirit of God, will receive the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
See, he will not deny it. So the prophet was saying, how can you say you are a Christian and deny half of the word? He said, the Holy Spirit wrote the word. And the Holy Spirit confirms the word. And the Holy Spirit is the word. Amen. So if the Holy Spirit in you, you definitely would acknowledge the word. Amen. So if we want a scripture for that, that's 2 Peter 1, 20 and 21. That the Holy Spirit is the word.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit wrote the word.
Amen.
Amen. 1 Peter 1, 20 and 21. Said, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation.
Amen.
For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God speak as they were moved by what? By the Holy Ghost. So, praise the Lord. So, if you have the Spirit of God, the true baptism of the Holy Ghost in you, the word comes, and that's all. It finds a place. It finds a resting place in you. Amen. You see. He said, if then the prophet said, if the manifestation of the Spirit cannot be the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, then what could be it? If the manifestations, we read the manifestations the last week, if they are not the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, then what could be it? Listen to what the prophet said in Hebrews, the book of Hebrews. The message book on Hebrews chapter 6. He said, there is one thing left in the Bible as evidence of the Holy Ghost. Only the fruits of the Spirit. You see, so we come back to the same thing what the pastor preached. You see, the fruits. He said, the only thing left in the Bible for the evidence of the Holy Ghost, he said, is only the fruits of the Spirit. See, find out any place that Jesus said so. Yes, sir. The evidence of the Holy Ghost is the fruit of your spirit. Jesus said so. By their fruits ye shall know them. You see. So you will come back to that. Everything comes back to that. See, what Jesus said. See. And we know the fruits of the Spirit, as Galatians 5:22-23. Quickly, because it said, the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. Amen. And then the prophet went on, he said, the fruit of the enemy is enmity, hatred, malice, strife, and so forth. And that's the fruit of the enemy. So, you can judge by the way you are living. Amen. Amen. You can judge by the way you are living. Where you are standing with God. You see, if your whole heart is in love with Him, and you love Him, Amen. And are gentle, and live with Him daily, Amen. You know you have passed from death unto life. Amen. Amen. See. That I want you to note, and this also in Pergamos Church Age, said, I want you to note very carefully that Jesus did not say that the evidence of being baptized with the Holy Ghost was speaking in tongues, interpreting, prophesying, or shouting, or dancing. He said, the prophet again referred to Jesus, he said, evidence would be that you will be in the truth. See, now coming to the word also, you will be, evidence is that you will be in the truth when the truth comes, you see. So in every age, the dispensation of God's word, every age, those who believed the prophet of their day, amen, received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Do you believe that? The dispensation of God's message for every age. It was the prophet of that age, he held the truth of that age. Praise the Lord. So the prophet said, evidence will be that you will be in the truth. You will be in the word of God of your age. Amen. Evidence has to do with what? Receiving that word. Amen. So the prophet came back and stressed more on what? The love. Amen. See. He said, love one another. Jesus said, this will all men know that you are my disciples when you got love for one another. So the prophet went on to say that that's the greatest evidence of the Holy Ghost that I know of. Amen. When you can love one another. See, so you could see that that same question came when Paul asked in 1 Corinthians 12:30, have you all gifts of healing and do speak with tongues and do all interpretation? He said, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have no charity as love, I'm become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And so all these things will come under what? The fruits that you bear and everything that it goes with your life that will be shown, it goes with what? The fruits of the Spirit. And love being what? The first. Amen. So we read something from 1 Corinthians 13:1-8, and we see, let's look at the love. Amen. See, the fruit of the Spirit, the love. Let's read that one quickly, and then we better go back and listen to what the pastor gave for the morning manna last Thursday. Amen. So, 1 Corinthians 13:1-8, quickly let's go through them. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have no charity, I become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gifts of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Amen. Charity suffereth long. Amen. Now, see the fruits. Praise the Lord. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Amen. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed off. So we are looking at the fruits. Praise the Lord. Just even taking only one. Praise God. See, I said, charity, I say, doeth not behave itself unseemingly. It seeketh not her own. It's not easily provoked. It thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Amen. It beareth all things. Believe all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. See, charity never faileth. But where there is prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. So he's here bringing the manifestations at the end here. You see, but all is what? Love. And so, now as the prophet said, he said, you can what? Judge. You can look at your own self. He said, so you can judge by the way you are living. Amen. Praise the Lord. Many things have been what? Have been mentioned as evidence of what? That you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. As I said, go and listen to it again, and then you look also at the fruits, because he said, by their fruits you will know them. So look at the fruits of the Spirit. which we just read about the love alone this morning. Praise God. Amen. So great. So you look at, compare your life to all these things that we've heard. Thank God, the message, yes, you are in the truth. You are in the word of your age. You believe it. Amen. As the prophet said, believing, and you first receive, and then you believe it. Amen. Amen. So, when you receive something, it has to, one way or the other, it has to impregnate you.
Amen.
Amen. As a woman receives from a man, the evidence is shown. As the pastor was saying, he said, it should be the inside that should come out, not the outside. You take the outside first and try to what? Do some. No, it will not work that way. Praise the Lord. But the inside, having received something, the seed of God, having it impregnated you, it brings out what? Life. See? God's own life. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord. And so we come to that, and we wish that one of these days the pastor will preach the whole thing once again for us to get more of it. How many listen to the morning manna?
Amen.
God bless you. If you didn't listen, go back and listen to it. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you glory, and we bless you, the Lord. You've given us a prophet. Oh, through whom, oh God, the word has been made plain to us. We thank you this morning as, Lord, the sound leader and the musicians, they come. Lord, we commit them into your hands. We commit our instruments, our voices, oh, our hands, everything within us, Lord. We want to use this morning to worship you, God, and lift up your name. So, Lord, we pray that, oh God, even your presence, Lord Jesus, will create, oh God, the true atmosphere, oh Lord, for your word to come in this morning. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.